Let's review the math.
Over 5.5 billion people have been vaccinated now from COVID-19.
History shows that vaccines work.
Experts have tested the COVID-19 vaccine to be safe and effective.
Giving us the vaccine helps protect us all.
Any questions, Mom, Dad? Do your homework. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/kidscovidvaccine. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see,
we're along the Detroit River this morning, not too far from where the Gordie Howe Bridge is starting to take shape. It's Michael Patrick Shields, and I can just about see it out the window here of the renovated Book Tower building at the corner of Grand River and Washington in the new hotel property called Roost.
Count on me like one, two,
and you can count on us to be where the action is. Monday, we were live from Downriver, where the budget was signed by Governor Whitmer and Wyandotte there. And today, we are here where the grand opening ceremony took place yesterday in the street with the Detroit Youth Choir. And plenty of other musicians, too, performing right on the street. It was a real festival, a celebration in the city is what it was called. And we're in the city of Detroit. Visit Detroit.com if you want to come here and see for yourself what $400 million in renovation can do, turning back the clock in Detroit to a grand era and moving forward in Book Tower in a hotel called Roost. Sandy Barua is the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber on our AT&T line right this moment. Welcome back to the airwaves.
Good morning, MPS. Welcome.
Got a little problem to share with you, Mr. Barua, that happened yesterday, and that is...
Did you get a parking ticket? You want me to fix it?
No, you know what? I parked when I first got here because there was a lot of construction going on and a lot of preparation for the party, so I parked in the parking lot next to a place called the Gas Lamp Bar.
Yeah.
And the man there, his name was Ruben, and he charged me $7. That's all for the whole day of parking. And I tell you, that friendly fella running that lot was one of the greatest Detroit ambassadors I've ever met. He was friendly, he was helpful, you know, and that's the thing. The people who are living here and working here and even managing a little parcel of land like that, he was so proud and happy and excited to be here. It was very cheering.
Well, it's fabulous to hear.
Indeed, and now the car is valeted, which would probably be $700 a day, so I'll come to see you about that. But my sister, who works for you at the Detroit Regional Chamber, Lori Shields, in between her meetings, ran over here and took me to lunch. And, you know, I'm a creature of habit, so she said, MPS, let's try something that you haven't been to before. And she took me to La Lanterna, this Italian restaurant in the Albert Building. And mamma mia, that was for lunch. And Sandy, it was all I could do to restrain myself from going back there for dinner the same day. And she tells me that that restaurant is very, very near. In fact, she used the word dangerously near your new headquarters in the city.
Yeah, we look forward to moving in probably as early as next week. We're excited for the new space. It'll be our first new space in 30 years.
Capitol Park is where this restaurant is. Where is your headquarters? Why did you move, and what will it be like?
Well, we've been in our existing space at the iconic One Woodward building, which was a Yamasaki design building, and he was the same architect who did the World Trade Centers. In fact, our building was the prototype for the World Trade Center. So it is truly a globally recognized iconic building. But after 30 years, you know, we were on two floors in that building. I wanted to get the team on one floor. And after 30 years, you know, space starts to get old. We wanted upgraded, more modern, kind of higher-end, frankly, space for the hostings that we do. So we're all on the eighth floor of the One Kennedy Square building, which is right on Campus Martius, just two blocks away from Capitol Park, where not just that one great restaurant. There's a flurry of great restaurants on Capitol Park. And we share the building with great tenants like Walbridge and Ambassador John Ricolta and One Magnify and Ernst & Young. And I think just as importantly for the team, there's a Starbucks in the building. And I think that is ranking very, very high.
We were just talking with Andy Hutzel about caffeine not 5 minutes ago, but there it is. Yeah, there's a Lebanese restaurant there. They didn't open until 5, but I want to try that out. So I might have to visit my sister more often than I would have otherwise.
Well, that means we'll get to see you more often. That's good news.
Oh, that's very nice of you. And, of course, Tony Cuthbert, doing the research he does, figured out that La Lanterna has a happy hour with $5 house-made meatballs and $7 glasses of wine. So what could be happier than that? Here we are in the city of Detroit. Sandy Barua, you know, and just in the time that you've been in Detroit, if you could have stood in your window and watched out, you'd be astonished at what happened in the time that you've been here to this city, wouldn't you say?
Oh, you are so right, MPS. I mean, listen, we wouldn't have come here, my wife and I certainly wouldn't have come to Michigan and the Detroit area in particular if we didn't have confidence in what lied ahead. But when we moved here about a dozen years ago, we would never have expected, you know, the level of the resurgence. When you look at how Detroit has become, you know, this really fashionable city, I mean, when you look at lists of, you know, places to go, you know, Detroit is popping up all over on lists like that. When I talk to people as I travel, you know, either back to, you know, my hometown of Portland or Washington, D.C., you know, people say, oh, Detroit, I hear great things about Detroit. That certainly wasn't the case 12 years ago. When you look at things like the unemployment rate and the incomes that people are making of those who live just in the city proper of Detroit, you know, it's like $20,000 higher than it was 12 years ago. So a long way to go still, but I tell you, the city's come a long way.
Did you ever think you would see a U.S. president arraigned 3 times?
I never, you know, absolutely not. That is just, you know, it is just very sad. And you know, the polarization of American politics. I mean, it is very interesting that, you know, people on both sides of the aisle. You know, it's just whatever team you're on is what you believe. Right. I mean, there's really no room anymore for, well, that's actually a good point. The other side has a good point to make here. Or, you know, gee, you know, I'm not quite sure that's true. Just because my side is saying it doesn't necessarily make it true. That kind of rational reasoning or independent thinking that we used to see in society, certainly when I was growing up, no longer exists. And hopefully we can get it back.
In medias tot virtus, the truth is in the middle, and we're in the middle of the city of Detroit, so is Sandy Barua, Detroit Regional Chamber with MPS. Thank you. When it comes to supporting your health, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are ready to help. They've been serving the people and communities of Michigan for 84 years because they believe the right care starts in the community. That's why they partner with organizations on programs that encourage healthy lifestyles, address health disparities, and increase access to quality health care for everyone, such as supporting free and low-cost clinics all across the state. Blue Cross is ingrained in Michigan, and when you're a member, you never have to travel far for access to the care you need. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, along with virtual care for both physical and mental health, you can access the care you deserve whenever and wherever you need it, bringing you peace of mind. Download the BCBSM mobile app, which provides members with instant personalized information and support to help track their coverage and claims, avoiding unexpected surprises. So wherever you are in your health journey, Blue Cross is ready to help.
Now is your time to uncover your passion at the Henry Ford. Rediscover curiosity at the museum and walk in the footsteps of trailblazers. Rediscover your spark at the Rouge and rev up your imagination. And rediscover togetherness at the Village with a ride in a Model T. Now's the time to rediscover inspiration at the Henry Ford. Plan your visit today at thf.org. Now is your time to uncover your passion at the Henry Ford. Rediscover curiosity at the museum and walk in the footsteps of trailblazers. Rediscover your spark at the Rouge and rev up your imagination. And rediscover togetherness at the Village with a ride in a Model T. Now's the time to rediscover inspiration at the Henry Ford. Plan your visit today at thf.org.